So from what I can see, there appears to be sort of vastly varying thoughts about how quickly driverless cars are going to be adopted. Can you give us a bit of an insight into surrounding that debate?
Sure. So it really much depends on who you ask. If you ask someone who's trying to get millions or billions of dollars, they'll probably say that it's going to happen sooner rather than later. And if you ask a skeptic or someone who's been there and seen that, they might say it may take forever or may never happen. We can't really guess exactly when it will happen, but we can sort of provide an informed guess about the way in which self-driving cars will unfold and where they'll come out first.
And so perhaps the concept of money is distorting the perception of how quickly these things are going to be on our roads.
Yeah, there's so many billions of dollars locked up in the sort of market of developing self-driving cars that it's naturally going to distort some of the conversation a little bit. But there's a lot of other people who are doing a lot of good work sort of analysing how they'll unfold, who they'll impact and so forth.
For someone who's driven a car with their hands for a long time, and so someone, you know, if they've been driving a car for 40 years, it's a bit of an unusual concept. So do you think that there could be the idea of like a lack of faith in the technology will influence the way that it's taken up?
In the short term, most definitely. Like, the human factor is huge. Society has to be generally accepting of a new technology, otherwise it just won't go anywhere. I guess in the longer term, though, things like generational change address a lot of these issues. So 10 or 15 years ago, the whole concept of not owning your own music and your own movies was inconceivable, and it was a horrible thought to not own any of that. But now a lot of young people are growing up not owning any of their music. They just stream it or they have a streaming service. And the same could be true of driverless cars and whether you even own a car yourself.
In your article, you spoke to Dr. Brett Dale. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Motor Trades Association in Queensland. Has a very interesting insight. He mentioned that this disruptive technology could influence the industry in a wide variety of ways. It's not just us going to the shop and buying a car. So how deeply could these changes run, potentially?
It will, if they become widespread, they'll influence every facet of, I guess, the automotive trades industry around Australia. So there's selling the cars. So will we still buy cars from a dealer, or will we just buy it on the internet and it'll get shipped in from overseas? That's one of the big questions. And then once the cars are here, who will support them? So will we have traditional, mechanical engineers supporting these systems, or will we have software engineers and AI experts who sort of fine-tune the systems when they go wrong? So the type of support network and the people who work in it for self-driving cars in the future may be very different to what we have now.
I thought the point of, I guess, over a long sample size, if it's more safe to have these autonomous vehicles because there's no drink driving, no one's tired behind the wheel, then that could have a flow-on effect for people who like work in the smash repair industry as well.
Yeah, and Brett mentioned already that the improved sort of collision avoidance of many modern cars now is having some sort of impact on the amount of smash repair work. And if you take that to the extreme, if the cars really are as good as everyone is promising that they will be, then accidents may almost become a thing of the past. Now, in general, that's a great thing. Less people get killed, less people get injured. But in the short term, we've got to work out how to retrain and retool all the people who've gone into that industry and then have to adapt to sort of a new industry model.
Yeah, it's a lot deeper than the surface. It could be a lot of change on the horizon. And also, I mean, there's a lot of applications for driverless cars. It's not just, you know, as you said, maybe that's a thing of the past, going to the shop and buying a shiny new car. There's other kind of things like ride sharing in the city. Maybe you don't own the car at all. That's already kind of happening. And even transport for freight. So do you think that one particular application perhaps lends itself more to a quick adoption?
So it comes down to a combination of feasibility, what's technically feasible in the short term, and where the money is. So in my opinion, and no one actually knows what's going to happen, but my, I guess, hopefully somewhat informed opinion is that the most likely area we'll see little sort of self-driving car fleets will be in the centres of affluent westernised cities like Sydney or San Francisco, where the cars will be in demand 23, 24 hours a day, like Uber cars are already in demand. So they generate a lot of revenue, and the cars go fairly slowly in the city. So the risks of injuries and things when things go wrong will be much less. If they're going to roll out anywhere, I'd anticipate they'd roll out there first. And if you look at just follow the money. A lot of the major startups in this space, that's the sort of model that they're pursuing.
So does this shift in technology provide Australia with potentially an opportunity to become competitive again in this space if the slate is somewhat wiped clean and we're looking at new technologies?
Sure. There's definitely opportunities. It's not all doom and gloom. And I think that's what Brett was very much getting at in the article and the conversation. So we have to anticipate the sort of new demands for maintenance, for construction, for manufacturing that may arise from having self-driving cars and indeed perhaps self-driving trucks on our highways eventually, and see where Australia can actually play competitively in this space and where we should just bring stuff in from overseas. It'll be a combination of both, hopefully.